Penguin Random House Audio presents Capital Crimes by Stuart Woods. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. Chapter 1. Senator Frederick Wallace of South Carolina rose at dawn from the bed in the lakeside cabin that he had shared with his African-American lover for more than 20 years. He went into the bathroom and relieved himself noisily. His lover, Elizabeth Johnson, liked to sleep later than he. Freddie and Elizabeth had produced two sons early in their relationship, both of whom were enrolled in Ivy League universities. Freddie's wife, Betty Ann, disliked coming back to Chester, their putative home, preferring the social life and shopping of Washington, D.C., which made it easy for Freddie to make weekend trips back to South Carolina, ostensibly for constituent services. He did a bit of that, of course, but mostly he and Elizabeth did each other. It was the only completely satisfying sexual relationship of his entire life, and he cherished it above everything else in his existence, except his status as a conservative Republican U.S. Senator. Since he was a politician, the hypocrisy of his position weighed lightly upon him. Once, a couple of years before, someone had found out and had tried to expose the relationship, but Freddie had, by a previous plan with Elizabeth, denied everything and fought the rumor to a standstill. He had been unable to see her for 3 months, and that had hurt him badly. Ted, who had been sitting in the trees for more than an hour before first light, caught sight of the senator through the leaves. As he apparently relieved, then weighed himself in the bathroom. He didn't like the sight line. Too many branches in the